you could tell how good a friend is by whether or not they'd help you move a dead body. I need your help.
Critics are calling Favor a great movie.
What are you doing here? We have to lay low.
I want what you owe me after what I did for you.
Brilliantly written and directed.
I don't do everything that you want, then you're gonna run off to the cops.
We all make messes. It happens. We just have to be able to clean them up before they leave a stain.
Powerful, suspenseful, and intense.
Like he's stalking you all of a sudden.
Deliciously twisted.
You will lose everything, guaranteed.
Shockingly dark and unflinching.
I trusted you!
A must-see.
Please stop!
Favor, now available on video on demand on all VOD platforms including iTunes, Xbox, Amazon, PS3, YouTube, and Vudu, and pay-per-view on all major cable providers. This film is not rated, contains violence, adult situations, and language.
All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's special guest, Blaine Weaver. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you. The movie that you're starring in now, Favor, is out on DVD, and it's also out on video on demand, which is how I watched it last night. So very exciting time for you.
Yeah, video on demand, iTunes, the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
And then today, DVD, which is great because it's always nice to have something in your library, you know, to reflect that it happened.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I'm very much, I mean, I love the digital age, but I grew up with tangible things, so I have vinyl records that I still collect and DVDs and CDs because I just like to have something to look at while I'm watching something or I'm listening to music. So I like both. I like the convenience of digital, but I certainly like to have something tangible on the shelf.
Yeah, you know, and when you love like a film, like when it's something like either that you went to the initial screening for at a film festival or just a movie that you adore. Like, I just love having that thing that you can put in your hands. Like, that's the memory. And all the extras are awesome. You know, like, this movie has, like, 3 hours of extras with, like, a commentary and, you know, behind-the-scenes doc,
wow.
Gag reel, the whole thing, which, you know, I love to go to, you know, as a film lover and the lover of the process of making a movie, to just kind of get in there and feel like what it was like to make it.
Absolutely.
I love that stuff.
Well, I didn't realize it had so much bonus content on the DVD, so I'm definitely going to check that out as well.
You got to check it out.
Yeah, certainly will. Certainly will. So the premise of the movie, Favor, is a friend helps you move, a good friend helps you move a body, which is, you know, has some of its own kind of built-in worries right out of the top, right? Because, I mean, the amount of confidence and trust and everything else that you would need to bring someone else into a situation like that is, you probably have to be pretty sure you know who you're asking, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I feel like the Paul Osborne, who's the writer-director, like, he really, he latched onto this old adage, you know, a friend makes you move, helps you move, a good friend helps you move a body, which could be, you know, a comedy, it could be all kinds of silliness, and he took it to just the darkest place you could possibly go, and, like, followed that thought all the way through a 90-minute movie, and it that's just the jumping-off point. It just keeps getting more and more surprising and twisty as the movie goes, so I think he's kind of a genius.
Well, I do too, and I definitely want to learn more about him and some of his other work as well as yours. I mean, this is a good starting point for me because your character, you play Kip in the movie, and you play it to a T. I mean, just a guy who pretty much has everything he wants in his life. He's adored by, you know, women at work, his own wife, the waitress, just whoever he comes in contact with seems to like him due to that salesman-y kind of nature that he has. He's instantly endearing, and then, you know, kind of goes to an old friend to have him help him out. And it's funny, in the beginning where he's talking to Marvin and kind of spelling it out for him, Marvin's instantly bought in too, because you feel like Kip was probably the popular kid in school. Maybe Marvin was a little bit on the fringes. He's a little bit older, but he's always had this connection with Kip. And now here we are X amount of years later, and now the popular guy needs me. He needs my help to fix something. And then just how it, you know, how people tend to latch on to the more popular folks and just kind of going from there. Right out of the gate, you kind of set the stage with that.
No, absolutely. And, you know, just to give the background real quick, it's like my character, as you said, I'm an ad man, so